The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. It's been going on a little while now, cross-examination. I got to tell you, of Michael Cohen, we know he's a liar. I'm looking at the Greg Jarrett report, the prosecution's star witness against Trump. Michael Cohen is a chronic, habitual liar. This morning, nothing really too alarming, alerting in any way that I saw as it relates to this particular case. But, you know, there's a lot of details that should matter to people. Anyway, Greg Jarrett back with us, Fox News legal analyst, best-selling author. Paul Dan's with us, Heritage Foundation, 20 years a New York City attorney, now the director of the Heritage Project 2025. Welcome both of you to the program. Appreciate you being with us. Greg, you've been following this case every second, every minute, every you know, you've heard every comma uttered, every said in the courtroom. Look, I think all the comments that have been made by every attorney that I know, like, and admire has been dead on, starting with yourself and Jonathan Turley and people like this. However, I still don't believe that Donald Trump can get a fair trial in New York City or D.C. or Fulton County, Georgia. And I don't believe this case has at all been about what the facts or the law is. I mean, the judge has allowed a case to go forward where a defendant basically doesn't even know what he's being charged with.
Oh, it's true. And, you know, no fair or competent judge dedicated to upholding the law would have ever allowed this train wreck of a trial to have desecrated the integrity of our justice system. But Judge Juan Merchan is the engineer. He's driving this out of control locomotive. He's all but, you know, taken off his black robes, stepped down from the bench, and taken up residence at the prosecution's table. He's mangled the rules of evidence that strictly prohibit irrelevant prejudicial testimony that outweighs its probative value. It's fundamentally unfair to allow what's happened here to smear a defendant with these sordid stories that have little or nothing to do with the offense's charge. The majority of the evidence has really been shameless character assassination. Judge Merchan should have stopped this charade a long time ago. His errant rulings have reversible error written all over them. But, you know, neither he nor his co-prosecutor, Alvin Bragg, could care less. Their objective is, as you say, to convict Trump to interfere in the upcoming presidential election. And that is a travesty.
And they've kept Donald Trump off the campaign trail for going on a month now, while Joe Biden basically has the campaign field wide open to himself. You know, Paul, I don't want to be Debbie Downer here, but I'm just speaking reality. I don't believe in a city or a venue where near 90% of those registered are Democrats, that Donald Trump can get a fair trial. The judge in the case is a Biden donor. The issues about conflicts of interest with his daughter have come up and have been extensively discussed. You have a misdemeanor that whose statute of limitations have long since passed. And with all of that said, and no evidence of any crime committed, not a single intelligent attorney that I know feels that any crime has been exposed in this case, but I still expect a guilty verdict. I mean, I'd like to be more optimistic, but I'm not Pollyannish. I'm not gonna lie to my audience.
Well, I wish I could tell you you're wrong, but you know what people have to realize: what's going on in Lower Manhattan is not a criminal trial. It's a Biden-Harris reelection campaign operation. And what they've done is programmed. This, we now know, has been quarterbacked out of the Biden DOJ and the White House. This is one of four, and it's all part of a larger story. They can't run on the record. Donald Trump, everyone remembers how good life was under him, and now looks at the Biden record. So that's off the table. You know, you have 100,000 people showing up to see Donald Trump 150 miles from that courthouse. New Jersey is now in play. Virginia is now in play. People are seeing through this. But at the same time, you know, what is the Biden-Harris reelection strategy? 2020, it was the basement. Hide him away. You can't do that when you're president now. He can't run on his records, and now he has the courthouse strategy. And that,
well, he also can't go up the big boy steps of Air Force One, and he's got his new special, you know, support sneakers with extra sticky soles. Then he has a crowd surrounding him on his way to and from Marine One. Now he's giving, you know, shorter speeches, quality over quantity, they tell us, and he still can't have a clean campaign event anyway. But here's the problem here. You've got, you know, and now on cross, I mean, yeah, they're exposing the star witness, Michael Cohen, a disbarred lawyer, Trump hater, released from prison in 2020, multi-year sentence for tax evasion, bank fraud, a variety of other crimes, convicted of lying to Congress after lying under oath. By the way, on top of that, facing new allegations of lying to Congress, recently referred to the Biden DOJ, which we know was weaponized. But if Donald Trump won, that certainly could impact Michael Cohen's life. And Cohen appears to be, what, soliciting, quote, gifts on TikTok, wearing a T-shirt depicting Trump behind bars. And then I didn't even know about this till the New York Post reported on this. Apparently, he's been pushing and promoting some type of, I guess, reality show, Mr. Fix-It, and is hoping, I guess, to make money that way off this case. I mean, you can't even make this up, but is that going to have any impact on the jury?
Well, you know, if you were, you know, casting for a movie, call it Witness for the Persecution, and this guy would be out of central casting for it. Nothing he says is believable, and, you know, generally on a cross-ex, you'd be saying, are you lying now or were you lying then? Or in this case, do you just lie all the time? This guy is wholly unbelievable. The reality, though, what you're saying, as someone who's been in and out of those courtrooms for almost 25 years, who sat on two criminal juries in state Supreme Court down in Lower Manhattan, I would like to think the better of my fellow citizens, but as someone who recently also left New York, I can tell you that Trump derangement is real. And even the best of minds, the level-headed people, when you get that level of contagion going on with all the stuff Mershon's let in, as Greg was saying, it's really just a purulent parade through really old, salacious allegations which have no bearing on the criminal case. You know, the criminal case hasn't even been set forth what the actual crime being charged is. That's a deprivation of due process. Any ninth grader would be able to tell you that due process requires notice and an opportunity to be heard. They have to tell you what the crime is. So all this is part of the plan, though. They know what they're doing is wrong. The whole game here is to leg it out past the election and hit Donald Trump as much as possible. That's how progressives play. The only answer we have is to go on offense. That's why the RNC needs to step up. They need to shut this down. Their candidate is now being denied moving around 49 other states. What's happening here? And state AGs should take a listen. Their citizens are being denied their their civil rights by not being able to listen to Donald Trump. He's under an unconstitutional gag order. He can't come to the Pennsylvania primaries. He can't go out and raise money. He's waylaid in one state. Had this happened in the 1960s, say, you know, they took JFK, you know, off the trail and put him in a, you know, in a courthouse in Alabama, you would have seen the same thing. But, like, where is the outrage? You know, the speaker comes today and talks on the steps. That's great. Thank you. You've been speaker for 6 months. Do something. Use your oversight powers. Issue subpoenas. We don't need talk. We need action, action, action.
Let's get your take on the legal side of this and what you see unfolding in that courtroom. And I guess the question, Greg, is that do you see hope of an acquittal? I don't. Do you see hope of a hung jury? Maybe outside chance, maybe 20%, 25% chance. I don't know. Maybe that's even on the high side. But I'm just going to go with my gut, as I just don't believe from the beginning in the get-go with this judge that really should have recused himself on a variety of issues, that he's going to give fair jury instructions and that this jury is going to be able to, I guess, you know, filter through all the muck and the mire and the BS and actually get to the issue of the law, which is the only thing that should matter here. And the law is pretty straightforward. If you look at 17-152 about, you know, falsification of business records, it didn't happen. Donald Trump didn't falsify business records. And paying a lawyer for doing his job and having an NDA, which is not illegal, you know, hardly seems to have warranted a month's worth of testimony.
Well, you've identified Alvin Bragg's warped legal theory. You know, Trump's not an accountant. He was the CEO of a multi-billion dollar international company. He didn't designate computer entries on private ledgers. That was an administrative matter, not an executive responsibility. And the jurors have already heard in prior testimony the decision was made by the corporate controller to book this as legal expenses because that's what they were.
And by the way, paying a lawyer is a legal expense, isn't it? I have lawyers. I pay them. Is that a legal expense?
Cohen had negotiated with Daniel's attorney the legal contract that resulted in a legal non-disclosure agreement. That's a legal expense. In addition, today, Cohen on the witness stand admitted that, yes, a substantial component of the money I got from Trump in 2017, which represents the, you know, 34 misdemeanors against Trump, he said that was compensation for his newly elevated position as the personal attorney for the president. It represented, he said, services rendered and a retainer for both ongoing services and future services. So again, what does that mean? It means the book entries were properly defined as legal expenses, which means the core of the charges against Trump, Alvin Bragg can't win. He can't possibly win it in a normal trial. But I operate on the presumption that these are biased jurors who hid their prejudice against Trump. They're predisposed to convict. And if it turns out, there's no doubt they're going to hate Michael Cohen on cross-examination. He's loathsome. He's vile. Everybody hates him. The question is, do they...
Yeah, but he's been prepped to death, I mean, to stay calm and not get rattled, and he's got his glib answers, and by the way, I mean, I kind of have a problem when the prosecution is prepping, you know, Stormy Daniels, and I'd like to know if they prep Michael Cohen, too.
Oh, I'm sure they did. Of course they did. So the question becomes, do they hate Donald Trump more because of his politics, and we're willing to ignore the law, ignore the evidence, and convict him because we just don't like him, and we want to help Joe Biden get elected? If that is the conscience of this jury, which is offensive, then, you know, I...
What does your gut tell you? You're a pretty smart attorney, Greg. I've known you for a long time.
Yeah, you know, I'd say it's 50-50. There's no chance for an acquittal. I would say one of the two jurors who are lawyers, maybe both of them, may see through the sham, the charade, and remember what they learned in law school. If that happens, then, you know, maybe he can get a hung jury. I'd say it's 50-50, either conviction or a hung jury.
Paul, let's get your prediction.
Well, I sat on two of those criminal juries, and I was a conservative living in Plainside, Manhattan, so I was a rare bird. I wish I could think that the attorneys in particular are really going to get that deep sense of fair play and substantial justice. I just don't know. And in today's 2024 version of New York, it's a little different even than when I left in 19. They what we're seeing right now is an unraveling of the rule of law. I don't know how any of these folks can go back to life and practice criminal defense and say this was an exception, how we treated Trump. But the reality is these jurors also have to go back to their lives in Manhattan. And if they don't convict, they are going to be pilloried. So I think I agree with you. There's maybe no fair trial for Donald Trump in really any courthouse. It's just institutionally incompetent to try a former president, particularly one running for president. So, it's, you know, where could he get a fair trial? And the fair trial is going to be at the ballot box November 5th.
I don't think this has any impact come November 5th and the days and the early voting leading up to it. That's my take. It'll be long forgotten. We'll see if I'm right. But this is why, you know, weaponization of our justice system is a critical issue for the country, because it's our whole constitutional system that is hanging in the balance here. Paul Danz, thank you. Greg Jarrett, thank you.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, let's get to our busy phones. We've been spending a lot of time on all of this trial issue. Michael Cohen doesn't recall being the one to leak that he handed his phones over to the DA's office. I have no memory of that. Anyway, so, and the whole cross-examination going into his credibility is, you know, been going on the last hour and a half or so. Anyway, let's say hi to Carol in California. Carol, hi, how are you? Glad you called.
Hi. Yeah. The very thing that they talked about bringing everybody together and voting for him, I said, I think that that was a farce that they did. Actually, right now, this is like a third world country that I'm looking at, and it's like Bernie's on the weekend. They bring Biden out, and they just peddle him along. And they act like he's in charge. But I think there's a combined effort of several different heads together running the situation the way it is. It's not his doing. He may be awake at times, but then most of the time he's not even there. So we're getting somebody that we didn't even vote for. That's the situation here.
Look, I will tell you, I think you're hitting the nail on the head. I think you got a guy that doesn't even really know what day of the week it is. I have no confidence in his ability to lead. His policies have failed spectacularly. We're suffering as a nation. The world is suffering as a result. You know, I wrote a book, Live Free or Die, America and the World on the Brink. I wrote that book before the 2020 election. And I had not written a book in 10 years, and I'm going to tell you why. I don't like writing books. It's too much work. It's too hard. And I admire those people that do it. I did it because I felt compelled to do it. I did it because I felt the moment called for it, and I wanted to lay out. I wish I was wrong. This guy gets elected. Look what he has done to this country. Look what he has done to our economy. Look what he has done in terms of a lack of law, order, and civility in small towns and big cities all around the country. Look at what he has done with our border and, you know, 10 plus million unvetted illegal immigrants coming from, you know, our top geopolitical foes, those that we know are, you know, up to their eyeballs in radical Islamic terrorism like Iran. I mean, why? But we have people at Iran showing up at our southern border, tens of thousands from China, Russia, Syria, Iran, Yemen, Egypt, Afghanistan. Why do you think they're coming here? And this all was preventable if we didn't elect, if this guy wasn't elected. And I am saying America now has a choice. Now, in 174 days, it's election day. But election voting starts early in many, if not most, states now. We have a full interactive map on Hannity.com talking about registering, how to vote by mail, how to vote early, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I urge everybody, you say, well, Hannity, I don't trust the system. Neither do I. However, it's the system we're stuck with. And if you really want to change the system, the only way to do it is to win an election and do it now while you have a chance. And don't think that your vote doesn't matter. It matters. I mean, look at America having abdicated our role on the world stage. Who would have ever thought an American president would ever end up emboldening and empowering radical Islamic terrorists by pressuring our number one ally in the Middle East to do anything other than win their war against those people that slaughtered all those Israelis on October the 7th and took the hundreds hostage, including Americans, by the way. These are unbelievable times we live in. But anyway, yeah, they want to keep Trump wrapped up in court. And there, if they could, they would keep him there for the next 174 days. But that's not going to happen, thankfully. I don't see that happening. Carol, appreciate the call. Thank you. Let us say hi to Emma, Long Island, New York. My former hometown. What's going up? What's going on, Emma? How are you?
Emma, hi. How are you, Sean? I just wanted to talk about voter integrity. I registered my daughter. She's 16 years old. I registered her for her driver's license, her junior's license. And they asked me if I wanted to register her to vote, and I marked the box yes. Fast forward a couple of months later, I get a notification in my mail with which polling site she has to go to vote in this November's election. My name, my husband's name, and her name is on it. She's got a voter ID number. So she, 16 years old, is now allowed to vote in November's election. What say you?
Well, I think that if a 16-year-old is allowed to register to vote because of motor voter, and we know of a big push by Democrats, New York City was an example. They were pushing for illegals to vote in local elections, and recently the D.C. City Council, but other areas around the country as well. We know where this is headed. And, you know, for all the talk about illegal immigration, let me tell you what the next push is. Democrats win this election. Let me tell you where that's headed. There's going to be a massive push toward, well, they're here anyway. Let's be the party that pushes to give them amnesty. Now, you may not know this. I know this. If you want to buy a passport to another country, if you want a passport and you want to become, let's say you want dual citizenship, whatever the country happens to be, maybe a country in Europe, maybe you want to try Australia or New Zealand and say, all right, well, I like New Zealand. And it's very hard and it's very expensive in some countries. It's very inexpensive in other countries. Antigua, for example, Belize, St. Kitts, Nevis, Malta, other countries in Europe, you can get dual citizenship. And it takes either an investment or a certain amount of money or jobs created. They have all different systems where you can get another passport. Well, those things, you know, most countries that are selling them are making a fortune doing it. Or they're having people invest a fortune in their country and their economies to get the in exchange for the passport. Democrats will basically say they want amnesty. We'll get nothing in return. And they will offer something. Is there any more valuable passport in the world than a U.S. passport? I don't think so. And what do you think the Democrats want to do that for? Well, if we give you this thing that, you know, would have cost you millions in New Zealand and Australia, I assume you're going to like our party better than that party that wanted to send you home. Does that sound like a possibility or a far-fetched radical MSDNC conspiracy theory?
I just wanted
what do you think?
to do I want to know what to do about this. If I have,
well, the first thing I would do is I'd go talk to the election people and say, you know, when my daughter was at the DMV, they let her vote. She's not of voting age. That's the first thing I would do. And then the next thing I'd do is contact my local representative and state representative and local congressperson. I don't know what district you're in. And I would say, excuse me, my daughter went to get her permit. I assume she's getting a permit at 16 in New York. I do know those laws. She doesn't get a license till 17. And I would say that this shouldn't be allowed. It's against the law. And why is this happening? And demand an answer. And hopefully somebody with some integrity will want to fix it for you.
I even want to contact the RNC and let them know about it. But this has to be resolved because I know where we lean, but and we're honest. We won't vote at 16. But you can have people who are not honest and voting at 16. And, you know, people vote for them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. By the way, Mike Johnson was at the, and I appreciate the call, but you raise a good issue. Let me play Mike Johnson. He's actually been sitting in the courtroom in the Trump trial today. And listen to what he had to say. He said they are keeping Trump in court intentionally to keep him off the campaign trail.
President Trump is a friend, and I wanted to be here to support him. I'm here speaking with you outside because the court won't allow us to speak inside the building. That's just one of the many things that are wrong here. This is the fifth week that President Trump has been in court for this sham of a trial. They are doing this intentionally to keep him here and keep him off of the campaign trail. And I think everybody in the country can see that for what it is.
Then I also want to remind you of what Bill Maher, he went back to 2018 to pull out an old interview he had with Stormy Daniels, which he said was she was a bad difference. And now she made a different claim in 2018 on his show about the affair with Donald Trump.
And she's a bad witness because, let me show you a little video. This is when I had Stormy on in 2018. And first I asked her why she had sex with Trump. Listen to that. And then listen to what she says after that. And then we're going to talk about the trial because it's quite at variance of what she said to me in 2018. Why did you f*** Donald Trump? Okay, but you say it's not a Me Too case.
It is not a Me Too case. I mean, I wasn't assaulted. I wasn't attacked or raped or coerced or blackmailed. They tried to shove me in the Me Too box to further their own agenda. And first of all, I didn't want any part of that because it's not the truth, and I'm not a victim in that regard.
That's not what she's saying now. She's talking about he was bigger and blocking the way. It's all the Me Too buzzwords. She said there was a power imbalance of power, for sure. My hands were shaking so hard. She said she blacked out. Blacked out?
Anyway, it's pretty unbelievable. Even Dan Goldman had to admit, Michael Cohen is an admitted liar. Listen.
Because what is happening now is as he's on direct examination, he's testifying. And the jury is seeing how what he is saying is consistent with what David Pecker said, with what Stormy Daniels said, with what other witnesses said, because the DA knows that they are going to have to corroborate him because he is an admitted perjurer. He is an admitted liar. He has testified inconsistently on the stand, so he's either lying one time or the other, and he will be really skewered on cross-examination for that.
All right, quick break. Right back. More of your phone calls coming up. Toll free, it is 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program as we roll along.
And now, a word from the 46th President of the United States.
You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You said you were, but now you got to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you.
Sean Hannity is on right now.
Back to our phones we go. Let us say, well, we got two calls from Missouri. Who should we go to first? Chris in Missouri, you are on longer. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Sean? Hold on.
What's going on? What's on your mind today? I'm losing you. Joe in Missouri. We'll try Joe. How are you, Joe?
I want your opinion about something I've been thinking about, and
I've heard that the Republicans are trying to maybe impeach Biden over the not giving arms to Israel and stuff. But we all know that he should be impeached over his criminal activity with China, Russia, and Ukraine and everything. But just let's picture that they do get together and send it over to the Senate. And do you think with all the stuff that's going on with kind of like they're scared of, you know, Biden running again, would there be 11 senators in the Senate to join the Republicans and
impeach him? No. No, never.
No.
I mean, the whole Ukraine impeachment was what, about a quid pro quo? So you have congressionally allocated, appropriated monies as it relates to Israel, and Joe before is withholding those funds unless they do what he wants. How's that not a quid pro quo?
Yeah.
And Joe Biden's own words come back to haunt him on that.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
At the same time, though, we all know what his son did in Ukraine and what Biden did.
Yep.
I mean, that's more credible grounds, I'm thinking, to impeach. But
if the Democratic standard on Ukraine about a quid pro quo is applied to Biden, then he gets impeached by the same Democrats that impeached Trump.
Right.
But that's not that doesn't fit their Democratic, you know, narrative. Look, let me say the last thing. Democrats circle the wagons and Republicans create circular firing squads. I hope in the next 174 days they join together. That would be very helpful.
The following is a high five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.